have something that I'd like to share with you that's been a blessing. It's been a help to me just recently. And I'll be honest with you, I don't know if I can quite explain what probably is a verse that you all have memorized. And I actually sat down with Mr. Schreiber today and I said, make sure I'm clear on this because I don't understand the Greek. I don't know Greek and I don't want to be presenting something that's wrong in its interpretation of it. But the verse is one we know. But I think I would probably have you describe it like you would on a bus route or at the nursing home when you're teaching the verse. Like, well, what? And I think as I was looking at it, as the Lord was dealing with me about it, I don't really think I have the understanding in all these years of knowing this verse of what it actually means. And so I've asked the Lord to help me kind of portray it correctly and to keep it in context. But I really hope it can be a blessing. It's not one that you're going to leave here and say, I'm going to go change this, I'm going to go do this. But I think it's something that can really help you. So would you pray with me this morning and for me as we look at this text in 2 Peter chapter number 3. Let's pray. Lord, I thank you for the privilege. I've looked forward to this opportunity for a while to come into chapel and hopefully be a help and encouragement. Lord, I know we're at a time now where it's supposed to be joyful and exciting, but I know with the weight of finances, with the weight of school, and just different things that come up, it's very easy to be distracted and to lose that joy. And I pray that you'd help maybe this passage of Scripture to encourage us and to give us what we need to continue moving us ahead. So I just pray that you'd help me as I speak, bless the hearers as well. In Jesus' name, amen. I don't know if you get too many letters now, but back in the day, I used to anticipate getting a letter. When I was a kid, Mr. Reinhardt would send us birthday cards. He wasn't my principal, but our principal would send us a birthday card. And in that birthday card was a stick of gum. Is that still the case today? Or have you guys advanced? Oh, now it's a bookmark. Let's go for the stick of gum. But I remember getting that birthday card, and in it would be that big red stick of gum. And I remember before I even opened it up, see if it was still in there. And as I got older, I smelled it for other things. But just the idea of that stick of gum and getting a letter directed towards me. Now, I know we live in a day of email and texting, so that letter writing is kind of maybe not as common as you would like. Now I get letters and their bills, and I don't even want to open those things. But when I was dating, here we go, sentimental moment. I would get these notes, letters, cards, and I guess the way I would describe them would be, in one word, mushy. Do you know what that means? Katie, do you know what that means? She's like, oh yeah, Joe is the mushiest man alive. But I would get these letters that would say something like this, dear pumpkin, cupcake. You know what I'm talking about. Oh, you don't know what I'm talking about. Dear hunk. I don't remember. Dear sweetheart, dear this, that, or the other. And when I would get those notes, those letters, those cards, I would kind of just gloat a little bit. Because somebody who sent me that had some feeling, some meaning, some emotion behind it. And I would read those letters once, twice, three times, eight times, whatever. Sometimes, on the other hand, I would get letters that would say, Eric, comma. And don't tell my wife this, but those weren't mushy or gushy or whatever term you want to use. Those, I'll have to say, I didn't even read them through all the way. Yeah, you know. Because they told me things that I probably didn't want to hear. Or maybe we were in the midst of one of these situations. If you haven't been there, they're actually quite a bit of fun. But if you're in one of those situations, and the idea is, I don't want to read this.